You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it sure is.
It is. Rob Parker for Southern Knots Vegetarian Soul Cafe, Mark. They're reinventing soul food into great tasting superfoods with no meat in the mix. You heard me? No meat.
No meat.
Power up on Southern style veggies, proteins, savory sides, and smoothies made fresh and fast. You can either dine in or carry out. Go meatless at Southern Knots Vegetarian Soul Cafe, located on Northwestern Highway, north of 12 Mile in the Sunset Strip. It's presented by my buddy Patrick at Beans and Cornbread.
Love them. Love them. Love them.
So try Southern Knots today, 248-352-1682. That number again is 248-352-1682. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Southern Noshed.
Lots to do in the night. Let's start it with this. Come on, hit it.
All right. First, it's time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Adams Drive and Mile.
How about Maryland leading Louisville 73-68 for women's basketball?
Oh, stop. Is that your lead?
I just happened to look at it. There's nothing else going on. Tigers, the traditional day. After opening day off, they're back at Comerica against the Royals tomorrow, 108. Max Scherzer and Jason Vargas. Wings and Pistons both off. Bruins will be at Joe Louis tomorrow. Pistons will play at Indiana. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA tonight, Houston leads Brooklyn late second, 45-41. Golden State over Dallas, 25-17 in the first. NHL scores Ennis. A couple of goals now for the Sabres. Got 21 in the year. They lead the Jersey Devils 2-1 third. Leafs over the Flames in the third, 2-1. Islanders over the Panthers, 3-1. Penguins trail the Hurricanes, 3-1. Stars shutting out the Caps in the third in Washington, 3-0. Blue Jackets hanging on to that 2-0 lead against the Avalanche. That's in the third. Pick up a couple of points. Wings won't be happy about that. Canadiens Lightning, 1-1 second. No score. Flyers Blues in the second. Baseball Tuesday, American League. They've gone to number six in Houston. The Astros still shutting out the Yankees on one hit. Scott Feldman doing the job. 6-0 the score over New York. 4-0 Blue Jays over the Rays in the fifth. National League, Dodgers lead the Padres in the seventh now, 3-2. Marlins over the Rockies, 4-2 seventh. Brewers hanging out of that Gomez homer, 1-0 over the Braves in the fourth. Giants and Kirk Gibson's D-backs going in 33 minutes. One interleague game, Prince Fielder and the Rangers. Second game for him in Texas. No score with the Phillies in the third. College basketball, NIT semifinals, Madison Square Garden. SMU now leads Clemson 58-55 late second. Larry Brown trying to get the Mustangs into the NIT final. They would play the winner of Florida State, Minnesota, which will go as soon as the SMU game is over. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Guest on the line, Rob. Guest on the line before a little trash talking Twitter Tuesday. Guest on the line, we like to say.
That's right. Horatio Williams now joins us, Mark, and they have a special football clinic coming up in Detroit. The MSU coaches all will be there. Horatio, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. Tell us about your event, because it's taking place tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, DPS, the AD Alvin Ward, it came together. We put this event together for all the coaches in DPS. The whole coaching staff from Michigan State will be there, doing a clinic, doing some demonstrations on different positions, and the head coach, Mark D'Antonio, would do a speech in front of all the head coaches. So basically just trying to educate these coaches so they can be better with our athletes and we can get some scholarships for these kids.
Horatio, it all starts there. If you don't get it done that way, I mean, let's face it. And I know that Mark and most college coaches like doing this, especially going to kind of their partner city. They're in Lansing. They come down to Detroit. Now they have the big Rose Bowl. I see it on you, Evan, on your little banner here. You got the Rose Bowl champion thing on there. I'm assuming Pat Narduzzi and others will be there too. Those guys really get a lot out of this, maybe more than people think.
Exactly. And last year we did it at the facility, and I think it's their seventh year coming down. But it's just great to see that they really come down and educate the young guys. And they come back and recruit some of the young guys. They got a linebacker ghosting around about 3 or 4 years ago from Southeast, and I think he's playing in the pros now. So they are coming back. Instead of just educating the coaches, they are coming back looking at the kids.
Now this event is not open to the public, right? Well, it's the second annual event, but tell me, how do you get invited to this, or how does this work?
Well, actually, if you're a high school coach, we have made some exceptions for different coaches. If you're a high school coach, we are opening up the doors. If we know you're a high school coach, you know, go to the Horatio Williams Foundation .org and see if there's some more spaces available, because we only had limited seats. So I think we probably have a couple of seats left. So if someone want to go on the foundation website and register and see if they can get in, we're more than happy to have them.
Since they're my Spartans, Horatio, I think Coach Wilson will be making a migration.
Oh, please, stop. We don't need you there, Mark, causing trouble.
Thank you there, Mr. Ford. So, Horatio, I coach at High School, so if you see me, High School, so if you see me, you'll want to let me right in, because I got to get all I can for Mark D'Antonio.
Okay, you're more than welcome to come and make a session for you.
The man can get in anywhere he wants, you know that.
Hey, Horatio, I'm curious about your foundation. Let me give out the website. It's Horatio Williams, common spelling, foundation.org.
Yes.
And what can people find on there? What's the foundation do, and where do you want it to go from here?
Well, we have a leadership foundation. We do several programs. We were sponsored by the UAW Forest, so we was able to do robotics, ACT, SAT testing, which we done had kids go from 15s to 20s. We deal with a lot of athletes. We have robotics for third, fourth, fifth grade. And we have chess there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Detroit Chess Club come down there. So we have a variety of academic programs that we do. We had Cooking Matters through Gleaners. We was teaching the young kids how to cook. We have a full kitchen for the kids. So we have different programs for all ages. We go from third grade to high school.
That's big time, especially when you start working with the, you said the ACT programs?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the ACT, all our programs are free. So on Saturdays from 9 to 11, any kid can come and get some free ACT tutoring.
Horatio, that is a huge track record if you're telling me kids are going from 15s into the 20s.
Absolutely.
Your programs.
And Horatio, you know what we're going to say? Thanks for all you do in the community, seriously, because we need more people to take interest. You got to get kids early. You got to get them interested in school. You got to let them understand. You know, I do stuff all the time, and I speak to kids in school, and I always say, you know, it's nothing wrong to aspire to be a pro athlete. Somebody's got to get that job or whatever, but it's very difficult to get there, so you got to have a backup plan, and it has to involve school. So that's a big thing.
Yeah, and I tell all of them too, Rob. The average person that's a pro athlete is done by 27, and life is just beginning. So
right,
absolutely,
that's big time. So, and I just wanted one more thing about the coaching clinic too. Is that, you know, these are important to really, and I know D'Antonio does this, and other guys. I know Brady Hoke and whatnot, and the rest. Everybody does this, but Mark has been very involved with this to make sure that high school coaches get the basics so that they can protect these kids and make sure they're safe. Safety is number one, job one on that list, and I think you would agree with that.
Exactly, and we have Rylings coming out tomorrow, too, with their helmets. So we're trying to make sure. We know it's a big push with precautions and stuff, so we want to make sure these guys are getting the proper equipment for these kids, you know, because if they hit head on, they can – you know, they can suffer from some type of head injury symptoms. So we're just trying to protect the kids and make sure they educate the coaches where they can show these kids how to tackle right and do all the right things. It's not about wins and losses. It's all about protecting our youth.
Well, Horatio, at least we know there'll be one extra spot for a coach to get in, because I think Jim Schwartz was originally going to show up, right? All right, Horatio, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
thank you, guys. Rob, if you're available, don't hesitate to stop by tomorrow, too, and stick your head in. We'd love to see you.
All right, appreciate that, Horatio. Horatio right. Williams' Thanks, Foundation. Man. Thank you so much.
Horatio Williams Foundation.org.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
That Jim Schwartz. Couldn't Jim Caldwell replace him?
No.
Oh, speaking of Jim Caldwell. Did you do this already?
He was at the Tigers opener.
Let me tell you, speaking of, yes, he was. We're doing this next, right? You know, this little
take out the papers in the trash. Oh, you don't get no in your cash. You better watch that kitchen floor.
know about you, but everybody's got to come up with a trashing thing here. I don't know what you're doing. I'm trashing the Detroit Lions tonight because, you know what, there isn't enough piling out of that organization.
Again, aren't you tired of doing that?
I really am. We're just back for 7 days, and I'm already tired of the whole Lion thing again. You know, nothing to talk about, man, being in a vacuum for six years. But, you know, come on. We did the podcast. We were trashing him then. I was trashing him even out in Las Vegas. But I got to do some work on that. Who are you trashing tonight? 248-848-1130. Who's Rob going to trash tonight, too? We don't know yet.
And
we don't know.
And don't forget, the best trasher tonight, whether you go at Parker and the Man on Twitter or you call us, 248-848-1130. We have a $20 gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread. Patrick got it set up for you, so the best trasher gets a gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread.
You can do it at Parker and the Man on Twitter as well with the hashtag TT. TT, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We're doing some trashing next on WDFN. Detroit's 1130, The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan.
Todd, Mike, you guys will be first up. We do a little trashing, but first, do you know? Maybe you guys aren't listening. No. Anybody that has less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit, Rob, prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for?
Yeah, probably, you know. But, Mark, if so, contact United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees, and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years' experience, they've got that A-plus rating with the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, and have achieved results for thousands of satisfied clients. Let them help you restore your score. Rob, we call it Restore the Score.
Is that the Lions logo, isn't it?
Yeah, it was Restore the Roar.
Oh, okay.
This is Restore the Score and get the credit you deserve. Call United Credit at 877-274-7654. That's 877-274-7654.
You know what Charlie Hayes called? You know what he said?
What?
Go get United Credit.
Take out the papers in the trash. Oh, you don't get no in your cash. You better watch that kitchen floor. Oh, you ain't rock and roll no more. Yaggity yak.
All right, we brought back the prizes for Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday like we had 6 years ago. So, Rob, what's up for grabs?
A $20 gift certificate to Beans and Cornbread right there, Mark, in Southfield. On Northwestern Highway.
We're going to start with Todd out there in Lake Orion. Todd, what you got?
Good evening. I want to trash both sports sections today in both papers.
Tell me
now,
why.
I'm going to tell you why. And I understand that you don't go to the sports section for, you know, editorial or hard-hitting journalism. But really, Matthew Stafford's engagement made the front page of a sports section.
Wow.
I mean, give me a flipping break. I got nothing against the guy. I hope if he gets engaged, it works out well. He seems to be a beautiful looking woman with a good heart. But you're telling me in a city the size of Detroit with four major teams, college teams, baseball season, basketball season, things coming up, I open up the Detroit Free Press, and on the flipping front page, I get to hear about the quarterback's engagement. Hey, I heard Coach D'Antonio's having his bathroom remodeled.
No!
Oh, Lord, no.
No, you know what? I hear you, and this is where we are now. You know what? Unfortunately, in the newspaper business, they want clicks online, and they do all kinds of stuff like that, where years ago they would never have made the front page. And that's
front page? Wouldn't be there at all.
Or it would have been a brief or something inside. I mean, that's just where we are. I hear you. I totally hear you.
No, Todd, very good. In fact, go ahead and continue forward.
But I want to hear this. I want to say this. And I understand what you're saying, Rob. The newspapers are – but I'm asking you, as a fan base, why would anybody care? Why would a fan care? Why would you be the least bit interested? And I don't care if you have a Stafford, you know, jersey. He's your guy. Why in the world – when you've seen what he's done as a quarterback, good, bad, or indifferent, how much he's getting paid and what you either feel he's accomplished or hasn't, would you even waste the time to click on it or do anything? I mean, my God, there's no way that that football team, given what they've done over the last 50 years, could mean that much to you that you could possibly care.
I got you. Hey.
Hey, Todd, we want to keep you. Do we have the –
get his information down, all right?
Because, Todd, that was really good.
EP.
That was a strong way to come with it.
Take Todd's number.
Hold on, Todd, okay?
Just in case, okay? In case he's the winner. He's not the winner, declared the winner or anything, but he came strong to the table.
That was a good start to a trash talk in Twitter Tuesday. And let me just say
this. Did you check Twitter, too? 248-848-1130.
Let me just say this, okay? We are in a TMZ world.
No.
And I bet you there was a conversation. Kelly Hall is her name. I hate knowing her name. Kelly Hall is Matt Stafford's fiance, and I guarantee you that was said, should we even do it? Are you kidding?
Mark.
Look how the Kardashians
Mark,
are.
Mark, you know what it is? It's about clicks. It doesn't make you any money, but they want clicks on the website, and I'm telling you.
You know about that.
You know all that. It's bad.
Mike out there in Auburn Hills. We're getting a lot from that side of town. Nice. Mike, what's going on? Who are you trashing?
Gentlemen, how are you this fine evening?
There's
doing
Mike.
Great. You know that, Mike, on Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
How much did you miss us after 6 years?
I was in rehab.
See? Very nice.
Did you think we'd even come back on ever again?
No, I didn't.
Nah, you thought we were toast.
Well, I'm glad to have you back anyway.
Well, appreciate it.
Hey, and on that clear channel, what a wonderful clear channel, 1130.
There you go. The original, baby.
You know the original. I started it all back in 1994.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
Mike,
right.
We're watching Dave Pasch is doing the game tonight, the women's college game on ESPN.
Dave Pasch did updates here.
He started here at DFN.
Another old DFN guy.
Right?
Yep.
Now you bring back Greg Henson, and you guys will all be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we could draw the line right there.
Dave Pasch, yes, maybe not the other.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Who are you trashing?
I'm going to trash the Pistons tonight, man.
I mean, do it.
You know, let me tell you something. I'm sitting here driving and I was thinking about the Pistons, and it made me want to pull over and start scratching the hair off my head. But you know what? I stopped the shortcut the other day and realized I didn't have any more hair left.
Oh, Dave's back. Mike's back with the comedy.
Yeah, the Pistons, though, man. I'm telling you what, that every time I there's so much stench coming out of that big cake box over there. I don't know whether it's the actual team or the Brown Road dump that I'm smelling.
Oh, wow.
I love this. It's about the Pistons of all things. Who knew?
I understand that Goris has hired a consultant. His name is Rick Sun.
Oh, wow.
That's worse than the dump thing you said.
Rick Sun has got Joe going down to the Dunkin' Donuts and buying the donuts.
Oh, wow.
Donuts. Rick, get me the donuts.
That's right.
Look at that. You still remember that, Rick. That's impressive.
But you know what? You know what? Don't worry, Joe, because the smiling assassin is in town, and he's dressed in black, and he's looking for a job.
Isaiah, Zeke.
Oh, Zeke.
That's
right. But is he in town?
No, well, he was in town for the whole thing.
For the reunion?
All right, we appreciate that.
Well, Mike's got to hang on.
Hold on. We'll get your information, Mike.
First time in 6 years we got to get you.
That's okay, guys. That's okay.
Hey, Mike. Sorry. Mike.
He wants to. Okay.
Mike, one last thing.
Yeah.
Ask me if the Pistons are going to make the playoffs this year.
Just
the Pistons going to make the playoffs?
Not this year. All right, Mike, have a great night.
There, he's done.
All right, 248-848-1130. 248-848-1130. What a good start to Trash Talk on
really
Twitter
good.
Tuesday.
Really
guys
good.
Are into
we got more
it.
People calling in, and I got mine, and you better have something.
Yeah, EP has one. I don't know. Gary, anybody else?
You better have something.
Y'all might want to join in there
Let's
with the young
first.
Guys.
Let's tell you about Expert Car Care again. It's very important. I was out there on the roads today. Maybe you were, too, and you saw it happen. You know what I'm talking about. They
oh,
keep
yeah,
popping
I was driving
up.
My big floppy car. Yeah,
dude, they
terrible.
Keep popping up. More of them. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's not like Lewis Black. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Well, you know what can happen. The broken ball joints, the tie rods, the front wheels out of alignment. I don't even want to tell you. And so on. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to this horrible situation, take your car, truck, or van, whatever you got to the pros at XPERT. That's Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound, Mark, the same day.
Expert Car Care Services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z. Something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention these two cats right here, these lovely gentlemen.
You mean Parker and the Man, Rob and Mark, all day, all night. You know what, Mark? And you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. I'm not kidding here. Expert Car Care makes it happen. They got locations convenient for everybody. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Expert Car Care.
JD, you'll be up next to do some trashing. We got our own trash. We'll check the Twitter for their trashing. 248-848-1130 plus a sports wrap. Don't even think about sniffing that dial, because it's not a dial anymore and you shouldn't be sniffing anything.
I know what dial.
All the way to 10 o'clock.
Sundial?
Yeah, that dial. I love doing that. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.